Welcome to your five for today. What kind of mental picture do we have of God? The danger we all face in our thoughts about God is that we tend to recreate God in our own image of him rather than seeing God as he has revealed himself in the Bible. Too often, our thoughts about God are adjusted to our desires rather than adjusting our thinking to see God as he is. When we adjust our concept of God to conform to our own thinking, we end up with a distorted and inaccurate view of him. We may end up believing in the kind of God that we wish to believe in, while disliking and rejecting the God we refuse to know and understand. The God of the Bible is not the product of human imagination, and his nature is not changed by our opinion of him. So it really does not matter very much what kind of God we would like to believe in. Yet people keep talking about the kind of God I believe in. Is it all part of our culture's search for a permissive God? When Jesus called his disciples, he did not ask them what kind of God they believed in, or even if they loved God. He just said, "Follow me." Martin Luther once told Erasmus, "Your thoughts of God are too human, because God that made the world and all things in it, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwells not in temples made with hands." God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. He cannot lie, because it is impossible for God to lie. He sees the wisdom of this world as foolishness. He is able to justify, clear a person of guilt. It is God that justifies. He will judge the world in righteousness, because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world by that man Jesus Christ, whom he has ordained. He commands all mankind to repent. The times of this ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent. He is no respecter of persons. He is impartial. He does not want us to perish. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He is rich in mercy, for his great love with which he loves us. He cares and encourages us to cast all our care upon him, for he cares for us. He is love, and we can know and believe the love that God has to us. He has spoken to us through his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. He has shown his love by sending his Son, that we might live through him. Seeing God as he is, this is the greatest need of each one of us today. Realigning our thoughts about God with those divine characteristics revealed in the Bible is our greatest challenge. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. But he has said, "And shall ye not do it?" In that classic hymn, Thomas Chrisom reminds us, "Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be." May God bless you today, as always. Thank you for listening.